Blackstone Audio presents Big Country, Volume 4, Stories of Louis L'Amour.
Man Riding West. Introduction by John Tusca. Louis Dearborn L'Amour, 1908 to 1988, was born in Jamestown, North Dakota. He left home at 15 and subsequently held a wide variety of jobs, although he worked mostly as a merchant seaman. From his earliest youth, L'Amour had a love of verse. His first published work was a poem, The Chap Worthwhile, appearing when he was 18 years old in his former hometown's newspaper, the Jamestown Sun. It is the only poem from his early years that he left out of Smoke from This Altar, which appeared in 1939 from Lusk Publishers in Oklahoma City, a book which L'Amour published himself. However, this poem is reproduced in the Louis L'Amour Companion, Andrews and McMeel, 1992, edited by Robert Weinberg. L'Amour wrote poems and articles for a number of small circulation arts magazines all through the early 1930s, and after hundreds of rejection slips, finally had his first story accepted, Anything for a Pal, in True Gang Life, 1035. He returned in 1938 to live with his family where they had settled in Choctaw, Oklahoma, determined to make writing his career. He wrote a fight story bought by Standard magazines that year and became acquainted with editor Leo Margulies, who was to play an important role later in L'Amour's life. The Town No Guns Could Tame, in New Western, 340, was his first published Western story. During the Second World War, L'Amour was drafted and ultimately...